Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Tsiuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. Folks, we welcome you to the show. I just wanted to say I love coaching, whether it's on a worldwide platform en masse or one-on-one with clients across America. It's something I love to do. I love to make a difference one person at a time. So thank you for tuning in. You are in for a treat today because it's about holistic self-care, key to better health and longevity. And this is about you taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in order to live a long, healthy, and happy life. While people are living longer today, many are not necessarily happy or healthy. So today, Beverly shares some amazingly simple yet extremely beneficial things you can do to make all of your years golden. How nice that would be. And we certainly have a golden superstar on with us today, health guru Beverly Nadler. She is my encyclopedia for good health, and that's why I appreciate sharing her with you each and every Thursday on this Here's to Your Health Thursday. Hopefully after the show we can switch that to Here's to Your Health Every Day. Welcome to the show, friend extraordinaire, guru extraordinaire, Beverly Nadler.
Hi, Joyce. You know, you always amaze me with every single time you introduce me, you have something else to say. Always delightful, and I really appreciate that. I love doing this show. I love being able to reach your worldwide audience with the things that we need to do to stay healthy and happy in this world, which has, a lot of pain along with the pleasure. And it's important for us to know these things and hopefully do them. And when, as you said, I'm going to share some very simple simple things with people that aren't that well known by, for most people. They don't realize that we can do some simple things to keep ourselves healthy. So when we talk about health, and self-care. I want you to really understand what we mean by yourself, helping yourself with self-care. There's a sign, there's two words that's very famous. It says, know thyself. Socrates who said that. And if you want to really know yourself, it means there's a statement by the scientist who's also a Jesuit priest and a mystic, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and he said, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And we've heard that, but I wonder how many people really understand what that really means. The essence, the reality, the truth of who you are is that you are a unit, an individualized unit of the consciousness that we call God, that you really are a spiritual being and you're not separate. It's like the ocean. If the ocean is consciousness, you're like a wave, and that's your essence, your spirit, your soul. But to have a human experience, you must have a form, and that form is your physical body, and it comes with trillions of cells, an awesome structure called a brain through which your what we call the mind with your thoughts and emotions and perceptions express. And so yourself is really physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And self-care means you need to take care of all of you. That's what holistic is about, and self-care, really doing it with the understanding that you are really something special, a part of everything that exists, and you want to take good care of yourself because you're important not only to you, but you're important to so many people in your life.
Well, it was Socrates who you just referenced a moment ago that said an unexamined life is not worth living. So this is an opportunity to examine your life and see what you're doing that could be improved on, that you could make for a better world for yourself. He says true knowledge exists in knowing that you know nothing. I really like that, because I've found over time that the smartest people always know that there's something more to learn, the next thing, the next plateau, to get out of their comfort zones. And the people who think they know it all, heard it all, and seen it all are truly the ones that have the most to learn.
I love that statement, by the way, that first statement. Everything you said is really important, but that first statement, an unexamined life, is, and most people, we what's happening, we know so much about the outer life, the outer world, and we're so caught up in it, but the real world that makes us who we are and how we relate to people and to the environment is when you really look inside and recognize and do the things. And I'm going to give you, as I said, some simple things to do. I do want to mention, however, that this does not mean that all of the shows that we've done on nutrition, on exercise, on this detoxification, on the different forms of health care that are not what you do yourself, but alternative health care. We've done on chiropractic, acupuncture, different types of therapies, energy healing. All of these things count. It's not like, well, we can forget about that because now we're going to do these simple things. No, these simple things are amazing in how they will add to whatever good things you're doing for yourself. And I do want to suggest that you listen to many of the shows. They're all in the archives on various aspects of health, because I know that's what I'm teaching each week, and there are other guests, wonderful guests that Joyce has, that also do that and give you, nobody's going to do everything. You're going to listen and say, this fits in with my life. Yeah, this makes sense to me. Yeah, I'm going to do that. So hopefully what I'm going to be telling you shortly, these very simple, and they're body movements, basically, that I'm going to be talking about, not even real exercise, body movements that have a profound effect physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually.
And I'm very excited about this show because I'm so for holistic healing. And I just want to say that what's very sad is when you try to find a holistic doctor, good luck with that, because a lot of insurances will not touch it. They will not take you if you want holistic healing, a holistic doctor. So even if you find one, and they are quite rare because they're not getting recognized by the insurance companies. So today is your opportunity to learn as much as you can about holistic healing.
Thank you for that, Joyce. There are some places, and in fact you are aware of one because you have used the services, that are quite reasonable, and they offer, I think, acupuncture and different types of touch healing and energy healing. I have it in Florida. They do have some across the country. And true, it's not easy to find. You can look on the internet for natural holistic healing and see what comes up. Some things are covered, at least to some degree, but not enough. This is why we must take care of ourselves. We do not want to end up in a nursing home. We do not want to end up with needing full-time care. And so many, as Joyce pointed out in the beginning, a lot of people are not happy and healthy. They're living longer, but it's not the kind of life that you want to live. You want to have a vibrant, healthy life. And what inspired me to do this particular show with these particular movements that I will be sharing with you, and I'll make it as simple as possible because obviously you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm going to describe it as clearly as I can, is because I came back from a retreat a few weeks ago. And this was a spiritual retreat. A lot of it was meditation. A lot of it was walking through the most beautiful environment, which is nature and which is very important. But there was a teacher there of Qigong. And I knew something of Qigong. In fact, I had watched a video some years ago that was very interesting. In fact, let me tell you what I watched, then I'll get into the other movements. It was simply a group of older people. When I say older, I'm talking in their 70s and 80s. And there was a Qigong master who was probably in his 70s, if not more. And the people were in a park, and they were doing one simple movement, which is one of the movements that I recommend, the simplest that you can ever imagine, which you just put your legs hip-width apart, and you're standing straight. Knees are very slightly bent because you never want to have your knees really tight. That's how you get them injured. And all they were doing is moving their arms back and forth. Actually, they didn't have to move them forth because if you move your arms back, they will automatically come forward. And that's all they were doing. And the commentator was saying things that were so amazing to me that at the time I looked at this and I said, yeah, sure. What he was saying is that these people come to this park with this master twice a week, and they have healed almost every condition, illness that they had, and this is all they do. He didn't do any of the other movements. The entire video was people standing there and gently moving their arms back. And I do want to say they were all breathing. Now you say, well, of course they're breathing. I mean, they were breathing like rhythmic breaths, that they were aware of their breath. This is all they were doing. And as I said, I looked at that and I thought, oh, that's an impossibility. And that was years ago. Okay, so, but I never forgot that, you know, that they were healing people doing something as simple as that. Then, not too long ago, actually, I shouldn't say not too long ago, when I returned from this retreat, I started to read something that I found extremely fascinating, that in the 70s, there were a large number of hospitals and medical schools in China that officially adapted Qigong as one modality in the treatment of cancer, arthritis, hypertension, and many other medical conditions, and they've claimed excellent results in their medical journals and publications.
I just want to go back a step. You referenced about the SARI Center, so I just want to tell you folks, it's in Florida, integrative medicine with acupuncture, hypnotherapists, healing touch, yoga, stress reduction, all of that. They are not on any kind of insurance either, but they're very reasonable, and they even have, if you can't afford it, they'll try to work something out with you. So they have extraordinary services where they specialize in particular with people that have had cancer or friends and family of cancer patients. They are all trained to work with those kind of situations. And the phone number by appointment only is 561-578-5900. 561 in Florida, 578-5900. I highly recommend it. They are all extraordinary therapists. And Beverly, you mentioned about your retreat, but you didn't say the name of it. You referenced it several times. So what was the retreat?
It's the Center for Spiritual Awareness, and it's based on the teachings of what's called Kriya Yoga. And the name that is most familiar to people who are familiar with, a lot of people are not, but many people are because the books are written all over the world and translated in so many languages. Paramahansa Yogananda, and his most famous book is about him. It's literally about him as a guru. His was autobiography of, well, he didn't call himself a guru, yogi. Autobiography of a yogi. It's an incredible book. But when I read it before I became this interested in this work, I said, well, I guess that's just for, you know, special people. But it's not. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and the more we learn about these things and do some of these simple things. Yogananda had a series of very simple exercises that he taught his people. It was very interesting. So the place that I go is, it's in Claremont, Georgia, Lakemont, Georgia, sorry. And it is basically for people who are really involved in their own spiritual growth. That's what it's mostly in, for. But what we've learned, when
Beverly,
I say we,
excuse me, when
people,
we give a resource, I like people to know how to contact them. Do you have a number or how they can look
it up? Go on the website, CSA. It's just CSA Center, which stands for Center for Spiritual Awareness. And let me see if there's something beyond that.
Once I give a resource, I like to let people know to make it easy to find them.
Well, their phone number is 706-782-4723.
706-782. What's after 782?
Begins with 706-782-4723.
Oh, 4723.
Phone number.
Okay, that's good. All right.
And then
the website,
their website,
TSA, is it .org or .com or .net?
It's actually CSA-Davis, D-A-V-I-S .org. And Davis, yeah, is the name of the last disciple who was ordained by Paramahansa Yogananda. His name is Roy Eugene Davis, and he just passed away. But the retreat is still there. In fact, we went there the week after he passed away, and nothing had changed. There is a belief, you understand, that there is grief when a person passes away that is involved with this Asian, or, well, I wouldn't call it Asian, but this type of teaching, Indian, that the soul goes on. And that is something that is taught there, which, for me, one of the reasons I love this retreat, it's a constant reminder that, yes, physical things come and go, but the spirit, and that's who we really are, goes on forever. So it wasn't anything sad there. They had a beautiful memorial, but it's just a wonderful place for just re-energizing yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And one of the things that psychotherapists today, that Western people, are even saying, it is so important to take the time to relax and just get quiet within yourself. And in this world where there's so much going on between the computers and the internet and the cell phones and all of this, we need that. We need that. And these exercises, they're not exercise movements, I'm going to tell you, are almost like a quiet meditation. They are so uplifting to the mind and the body.
So to repeat, the website is CSA, standing for Center for Spiritual Awareness, -davis.org.
Well, you just say CSA. It's just CSA-davis.org. I'm saying that CSA stands for.
No, I know that, but I just wondering. So it's CSA.davis.org, not dash. That's what I was trying to figure
dash,
out.
Dash.
CSA-davis.org.
Correct.
Okay,
that's
got it.
And there's tremendous amount of wonderful information on there, by the way, if you are interested in knowing more about yourself as the spiritual being you truly are. The information is enormous that's on that website. Okay, so let's move on to what are these simple things. When I went to the retreat and they had this wonderful lady who was teaching different Qigong movements, and I said, there's hundreds of movements, right? She said, no, there's thousands. What the Chinese devised thousands of years ago is a way of staying healthy, and their belief is that if you move qi being with the same thing as with, so it's also called prana in Indian, it's life force in our world, but it's the energy that comes from the source, we'll say from God, flowing through us to every single cell and part of our body. And if we move that qi, if we move that energy, we are able to literally heal ourselves from almost any kind of disease. Now, I don't want to say that's the only thing, you know, eat all the garbage that you want and have miserable thoughts. No, that's not going to work. But because that interferes with the qi or the energy. But Qigong really developed as a result of the doctors and scientists of that day wanting to find a way that regular people could move this energy within themselves and stay healthy. And as I said, the first thing that I saw was this one video, and all people did was move their arms back and forth. But I tell you, when I do that, because that's how I begin my movements, and I'm going to say I spend no more than 10 minutes at a time, and sometimes less, in doing these simple movements. And they energize me in ways that I cannot even describe. I'll describe one thing. This area, this retreat, the area is in the mountains, and there's a lot of hilly areas walking from one place to another, the dining room to the temple to the room with the exercise room, etc. And it's exhausting. But after 3 days of being there and doing these simple movements, it was no longer exhausting. And that's when I said, wow, this is powerful stuff. I really need to share it with people, because most people have no idea of some simple movements that can give them sustained energy.
Yes. One of the things you told me that I thought was very good, to just to start off, they tell you to leave your cell phones and laptops home, or you're certainly not privy to use any of that there.
They don't even have cell phone service there. So They have it in the offices, but not in the places where we are. They have to have it. Obviously, it's a place, you know, of, I'm going to say, spiritual business, but they have to have it. But we can't get service there. If we wanted, we go into town. If you feel a need that you have to use your computer or something, you have to leave the premises and go into town because it is so distracting. The cell phones and the tablets and the computers and everything. And it is becoming addictive. It's becoming an addiction, kind of like sugar and gambling and whatever. And there's a lot being written. I'm talking now about Westerners writing this, mostly in natural magazines, you know, holistic magazines, saying stop, you know, take a time every day when you close down, when your cell phone is no longer operating, or put it away where you're not going to look at it, or close down your computers. These particular vibrations are not that harmonious. They're not harmonious with the human body. We've been around for, you know, billions of years, and this is very new, so not everybody's able to adapt to them. So it and we certainly, it's never going to change because our entire economy and our world is based on using this type of equipment. So the best thing you can do is take time away from it, and also these simple, wonderful exercise it. And by the way, I've coming home, I do this every day. And even though I personally am not using a computer, I'm around the computers and cell phones and the internet all the time. So I'm going to say, yeah, it'll work. I mean, even if you're, you know, but you know what? You can get up from your computer and you can take a few minutes, maybe 2 minutes at a time, to do something. I like to do my 7 minutes or so in the morning, but I'll stop during the day. And sometimes I'm standing online someplace. I can't do too many types of movements, but some of the simple ones I'm going to share with you, you can do even when you're standing online someplace waiting for something. Okay. Anything else you want to ask me or tell me, Joyce, before I actually begin to tell people how to wake up their body, which also wakes up your mind?
Well, I'm going to say that the first thing I want you to let people know, which I'm going to share right now, is why they should be listening to this show every day. What better way for your self-care where you take responsibility simply by tuning us on?
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in this endeavor. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarryandfriends.com. Right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, it says follow. Simply by clicking on that, all our shows and our archives, that are accessible, 8 years of shows you will have access to by going by clicking on follow. So we keep all our shows in archives. You can access it 24/7. You can download those shows. You can send out the links, email them, share them with people. So you might want to become a loyal follower. You might also want to check out Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, on Facebook and Twitter. All our shows are posted there as well. So you need not miss any of our special shows. So we invite you to join us. And when you get to the homepage, another great feature on the upper right is a search bar. If you put in Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, all Beverly shows will come up. You need only click on any one of them. If you put in the topic, that topic will come up whenever we addressed it. So we have incredible resources for you to get healthy and stay healthy.
Thank you for sharing that. And I also want to thank you for asking about this retreat, because it may well be that there are people who are listening to your show that they want to get deeper into understanding more about their spirituality and having a place to go to just let go, so to speak. But now we need to talk about these particular specific movements. And as I said earlier, Qigong has thousands of movements, and there are numerous different styles with different names, and different teachers have taken specific movements that they prefer, and out of these thousands, and they create their particular form of Qigong. And any of them, I'm sure, are wonderful. The ones that I'll be sharing, many teachers would say, well, those are just warm-ups. But I'm going to tell you that these warm-ups made a huge difference in my life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and yes, spiritually. And one of the things that you do when you use any of these, whether it's Qigong or Tai Chi or any of these, is you recognize the importance of your own mind. In other words, you're focused on what you're doing and you're recognizing that this has an effect upon you. And the things that I'm going to tell you, they stimulate your circulation, they open up your joints, they help maintain balance and flexibility, and they bring your body and mind into the state of health that we call homeostasis, where the yin and the yang, the positive and the negative, the male and the female, all of these components that make us up are in harmony. So it's a harmonious practice, and you certainly can go online and look up the National Qigong Association and see what they can tell you. And if you're interested in classes, they will certainly tell you that. And the website for that is www.nqa. There's different ways of spelling Qigong, and they use the Q, .org. So it's www.nqa.org, and it's called the National Qigong Association. And you can read a lot about it if it interests you. Not saying, and a lot of these exercises that they do in Qigong have been adapted into Western culture. Just didn't realize, I didn't realize that most of these actually began in China for the purpose of having people stay healthy. And at the same time, not the same exercises, but something similar is going on in India, and we call that yoga. So it's interesting that these ancient cultures have devised ways for us to stay healthy. And years ago, when I studied what a wonderful teaching called concept therapy in a book by Thurman Fleet, who developed that, called Laws of the Body, his number one law, physical law, he said you want to move every part of your body in some way every day. And so that's what we're going to begin to do. You actually want to move it. And this will prevent a lot of surgeries that people have, a lot of injuries that people have, because you're keeping that energy, that life force, that innate intelligence, that's what chiropractors call it. Dr. Fleet was a chiropractor. This chi, this prana, moving freely throughout your body. So let's begin
One second, Beverly. Who are you quoting that from? That interests me. To move every part of your body in some way every day or some... What was it you said and who said it?
The name is Dr. Thurman Fleet. He was a chiropractor. He had the largest practice in San Antonio, Texas, where they actually had to have police directing people. People came from all over the world. And then he became what I'm going to call enlightened, spiritually enlightened, was self-realized is a term that's often used. And he recognized that this is one of the things that people needed to do. When he wrote a book called Rays of the Dawn. Rays of the Dawn, it's a book written in the 1940s. And he's got laws of the body, laws of the mind, and laws of the spirit. Well, soul.
How do you spell his last name?
Fleet, F like Frank, L-E-E-T. He's long gone.
Fleet, F-L-E-E-T. And he said to move some part of your body.
Just move your body. His teaching, as far as the body, he didn't give specific exercises. He just said the importance of movement. He also talked about nutrition and about elimination, but when he talked about physical exercise, he called it movement. He didn't even call it exercise. Move all parts of your body. And that's
parts of your body every day. That's what I thought you said.
Yep,
okay.
That's what
he said.
And it was Thurman
Fleet.
So that's what I came across. All of these are different people or different systems, but they're saying the same thing. We need to get this energy flowing through us. You know, this is why people who are in wheelchairs, they have physical therapy, not because they're expected to walk again, but to move the chi, the energy, the life force throughout their body, because this is what keeps us alive, you know, in this physical life. If we want to stay here in this physical life, we need to be doing as much of that as possible. So let's begin with some simple movements, and the first one is the one I already told you that I watched on TV. Simply stand with your legs shoulder length apart, your knees very slightly bent, and your arms simply moving back and forth. They will move forward automatically, slowly, and breathing gently and normally. This is one of the main simple movements, and you need to do this. Watch. Do it for 30 to 60 seconds. I mean, you can do it for 10 minutes. These people were doing it for like a half an hour. But I'm saying to get yourself started, because we don't tend, human nature to do something and jump into it. In fact, it's not even a good idea. We want to slowly bring ourselves into things. The second thing that I highly, highly recommend, loved, is literally tapping with your open palm every part of your body, beginning your shoulder, one hand open, tapping all the way down your arm into your fingers, and rotate your hands so that you're doing the front and the back of each hand. Obviously, you're doing each one separately. That movement alone, I could feel the energy surging through me, and I thought it was just going to be, when we started, just doing the arms. But no, she went from the arms to the chest and then up the neck, on the face, the head, the back of the neck, and literally just tapping your body as if you're playing the drums on your body. I had never seen that or heard it, but apparently it is one of the major warm-ups in at least one type of Qigong, certainly the type that this teacher teaches. And that, if I do nothing else when I start my day, because I've got a crazy day that day, I always do this movement. It is so simple to just tap every part of your body. And it absolutely just begins to wake your body up and move that energy.
And when you're tapping every part of your body, palms up or palms down?
You're with your palm, open palm.
I know, up or down. You can have an open palm and it's to the back.
In this particular way, it does. In this particular thing, you can move it up, you can move it down. When you get to your kidney area, which is just below your waist, you want to, you know, there we do is actually use little fists and do the kidney area, which is such an important area because it's, you know, removing toxins and everything. So it's wonderful.
So it's palms down, and you just tap it and try to hit every part of your body.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, you're not going to, like, hit every single cell, but there's
right.
a movement that happens from that so that it automatically, the parts close to it are also being moved. But you just, it's not something you have to give a great deal of thought to other than the thought, wow, this is waking me up. Wow, this is good for my body. And you could even say when you get here, I'm tapping on my knees. Now I'm tapping on my calf. You know, thinking that instead of letting your thoughts wander into where shall I shop tomorrow and what am I going to buy, keeping your thoughts on what you're doing because the mind working with the body is just
Isn't
so
there an official name for that exercise, tapping with the palms? I've heard it.
There's no name to any of these that I know of, Joyce. None. They probably have
okay.
a name, but I wouldn't know what they are. She just showed it to us, and we were doing it, and it was just an extraordinary, wonderful class.
No, there's one way of tapping. I've read about it. I've heard about it. We've tried it. That exercise is the one I'm thinking of. We are tapping. That has a name.
That's nothing to do with. You're talking about EFT. You're talking about EFT, emotional technique.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about. It's different, you're saying.
This has nothing to do with that. And that one is very specific points that you're tapping on, which is a wonderful exercise. They've got nothing to do with what I'm teaching now. That's emotional freedom techniques. Okay.
That's
this is where you're literally moving your palms of your hands down all parts of your body. So you can feel the energy waking up as you're doing that. Another very, very simple movement, which surprised me in its simplicity, and yet it's very important for balancing or getting more balance. In fact, I've never had really good balance. Like lifting 1 foot off the floor and keeping it up for any length of time doesn't work really well for me, whereas I watch dancers doing these incredible things. But it was literally putting your weight, like it's kind of swaying from side to side, just moving your weight from 1 foot to the other foot so that 1 foot is on the ground. The other one is not necessarily off the ground, but you're putting more weight. And doing that harmoniously, they even begin that when they do Tai Chi. They'll even do that. Just this movement from side to side, very, very gentle. Everything is gentle, by the way. There is no pain. This is not like the exercise where it says no pain, no gain. No, no pain. If there's anything that you're doing that is causing pain, then you need to stop and figure, is there a better way to move, or don't do that movement. Certainly, you do not have to do anything in these exercises or these movements are not to cause pain. They are to make you feel comfortable, to just balance your energy. They use such simple movements.
I just want to say what you just said is extremely important. I'm someone that regularly goes to PT, physical therapy, and as soon as there's any pain, they want you to advise them. It's never about the pain. It's about doing things that work for your body. So what you shared was very important. People come from more pain, more gain. No, more pain, you can actually hurt yourself. So that was really important. Thank you.
No, you're quite welcome. Yeah, this is important to know that. Another simple movement, again, is the backstroke. You know, if you were swimming, moving your arm in a backstroke. But again, this is not quick. This is a simple movement of rotating your arm one at a time, going back. And you can feel the joint opening up in your shoulder. If you have a problem with it, again, I'm going to say don't do it. But what you might do is just rotate it a little bit and maybe the next day or a few days later, rotate it a little more. You'd be surprised that when you begin to do these exercises, your body becomes aware that you're trying to open up these joints and open up and allow more of the chi. I call it chi, even though it could be called, again, life force. It could be called innate intelligence. It could be called prana. It's all the same thing. It is what actually expresses through us that gives us physical life and mental life also. So you're moving. That's another simple movement. Another one is moving your hands in front of you as if one at a time, as if there's a wall in front of you and you with your open palm, you want to hit it. But gently, you're not looking to crash through the wall, not done with a fist, just with your hands. You say, what kind of movements are these? They're amazing movements. They're absolutely amazing how they will assist you in literally getting your body to wake up and feel more alive. You feel more alive. Another simple movement is to rotate your knees. So many people have knee problems and they end up with knee surgery. And if you rotate your knees, putting this way, you put your legs together and just move your knees to the right, maybe 5-10 times, and then move it to the left, maybe 5-10 times. Rotating your knees can help prevent injuries. Now, I'm not talking about if you have an accident or something. You know, I mean, that's another story. But basically, what you're doing when you rotate your knees is you're giving them more energy. You're feeding them life force. Another one, very simple, is rotating your hips. Now, when you rotate your hips, your legs are shoulder length apart. Your knees are not tight. Again, you never keep your knees tight in these exercises. And you're just moving your hips. Hands on your waist helps. At least I find it for me. Hands on your waist and just move it. It's one of the belly dancer movements, this happens to be. And it's very, very effective. And it keeps you, you know, people have a lot of hip surgery also. But a lot of this, according to the books I'm now rereading on the Chinese systems, is if we were actually doing these things, a lot of problems that people have, they would not have. So I'm saying start early to begin to do these things and do them, you know, a little bit at a time. And if you're not sure of exactly how, probably you can find some pictures of things on YouTube. There's probably a whole bunch of things. Just be careful you don't get into something that's really, you know, like difficult, or it's what we call level 2, 3, or 4. You want to start simple. And as I said, many teachers will actually say that these are just warm-ups. But for me, I can feel the change of energy doing these movements. If you don't at the very
beginning.
So, folks,
you not only want to start simple, you want to start. That's the key. You want to start. And as a coach, what I most often hear is, you're right, I have to start, I have to start, and I will get to it someday. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday. I kept telling me it was someday. I kept telling you that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
Kudos to our friend Ted Siuba, who puts my original poems to music. So that is the question, folks. When are you going to get to it? You're listening. You're taking it in. It's making an impact for sure. But the $64,000 question is, if not now, when?
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when?
So, Beverly, as we're winding down, first let me give folks your website. It's BeverlyNadler.com, NADLER.com. There's a wealth of information on that website, BeverlyNadler.com. You want to check out her book, Vibrational Harmony, because the importance of vibrating and being in harmony and the law of attraction is spelled out in that book so that you might actually use the value of what you're gleaning from the website, these shows, and the book to really start impacting your life. What is your wrap-up message?
Well, before I wrap up, Joyce, I have to tell people that they need to also exercise their ankles. Be doing a heel toe, heel toe, heel toe. Also, you can rotate by your sitting down. Rotate your ankles to the right, to the left, your feet. That's important. And also moving your wrists. So moving them, closing them, opening them, turning them, rotating them, shaking them up and down. We talked about moving all parts of the body, and that also your head, moving your head from side to side, doing up, down, side to side. These are all parts of the body, and there is one thing that has a name, and it's called the thymus tap. And I don't know whether it came from China or not, but if you tap 1, 2, 3, Wall Street, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, on your thymus gland, which is just below the thyroid in the middle of your chest, you are actually stimulating and activating your immune system, because the thymus gland is the main gland of your immune system. So you want to do that. Finally, last exercise, which is one of the most important, is called this one has a name, gathering chi. And you take your both arms and make a circle over your head. You're just moving, gently making a circle until your hands, one is on top of the other, not clasped, just fingers on top, and then bring the energy down in front of you. And you, what you literally are doing, and think of that, as I'm gathering chi and I am bringing it into my own body. Doing any of these, the best would be to do all of them, but doing any of these is bound to make a difference in your life. So that's basically my wrap-up, except the poem, which...
Hold on a second. That was really important, because when you think of every part of your body, you might forget your head, your wrists, your toes. I'm really, really delighted you included that. And I just want to say that I just got the balls, the cushiony balls that you squeeze on it. So I just got them, one in each hand, to squeeze on the balls up and down. And that's how I exercise my hands.
Wonderful. Yep, that's very, very good. Yeah, there's things other than what I'm teaching that are wonderful, but these are specific things that I learned that really bring home the point that if you exercise all parts of your body, you're going to bring that energy in, and it's going to make a huge, huge difference. So I will now share the poem, which I wrote specifically for this show. And I enjoy it when I have that opportunity to do something different and say, okay, let me write a poem about it. So it's called Taking Care of Number One. Taking care of number one shouldn't be a chore. You can make it fun. You're important to yourself and others when all is said and done. Who you really are is a spiritual being living in a human form. So feeling uncertain about your life at times is the norm. So design a simple program for yourself without delay. Begin your self-care and do it every day. Gentle rhythmic breathing is an excellent way to start as you think of something that you love and keep your hand on your heart. Tap on your thymus gland high in your chest if better health is your aim. A strong immune system from this is its amazing claim. Now gently shift your weight from side to side, and you will find doing this and then moving your arms slowly back and forth energizes your body and calms your mind. Rotate your knees again gently to avoid knee injury. Then rotate your hips, and you will feel and see that life force called prana and chi is flowing freely through you, improving your mental and physical state with everything you do. Now tap with your palms on your arms, front and back, one at a time, naturally. Then tap on your on your head, and you will release more energy. Move your head from side to side and open and close each hand. Do heel and toe to exercise your feet. Do it while you sit or stand. Yes, these are simple movements, but they have the power to heal. By gently moving every part of your body, you'll love how you think and feel. Of course, add good nutrition and restful sleep and take time for relaxation. These are essential, and don't forget prayer and meditation. Remember, a spiritual being is who you really are. You're made of the same stuff as the brightest star. It's your human form that needs to be self-aware, so give it the healing power of holistic self-care.
Wow, now that says a thing or two. Talk about getting everything in. So, Beverly Nadler, I once again want to thank you for delivering another extraordinary show with a wealth of information. Her website, BeverlyNadler.com, my official website, JoyceBarry.com. Once again, do become an official follower of our show by going to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, clicking on follow. You want to do that, and checking out our Facebook and Twitter under Joyce Barry. You don't want to miss any of this, folks, and it'll be there. As I say, our archives are always, always there. So thank you. I want to leave you with, go out and do random acts of kindness. Be kind to someone today. Be kind to yourself today and every day. Make things happen. Go into action so you feel like you really accomplished something. And as I said, you want to really take advantage of the resources offered to you. We gave you quite a few today, including a retreat, the Sari Center for Integrative Healing. Take advantage of it. Go back to the show. Take notes. Get the numbers. Get the contact information. And on that note, let me share with you my special prayer for all of you, an original that kind of covers it all, hopefully. And that is, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, and you can be doing that every day, starting right here, right now, today, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.